I just want to rise and make a few comments about an announcement that came today with respect to the consolidating of four agencies in state government. And while I think it's an important step, the conversation that must take place as we go forward is one, in my belief, is that it must include the members of this General Assembly, must include the chairmen of the various committees along those lines, so we have a very thoughtful, comprehensive dialogue and conversation about how it is that these agencies would be moved into one. Our intent, our hope is that, and I believe personally, is that it'll allow us the opportunity to be engaged in a process that's going to ultimately streamline what we do here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in terms of how we deliver services. But certainly we've got to be cognizant of some of the things that I believe we need to make certain are achieved through this process. Certainly we've got to make certain through this process that we ensure that the services that these collective agencies provide to the people of Pennsylvania continue to be provided in, if not a better manner, at a minimum at the same level, if not better, than what we do today. And I think it's also imperative that we continue to do it in a timely fashion. We have to make certain that we do it in a manner that makes certain that the people who deserve these services and have earned these services and benefits, that we provide it to them in an efficient and appropriate manner. We also need to take a look at some of the things along the lines of the specific agencies. For example, there's a number of questions out there about proceeds of, for example, the lottery fund that are orchestrated and work through the lottery department, Department of Aging, and the work that they do along those lines. We've got to make certain that we preserve the lottery fund and take steps to preserve the delivery of those services that we provide to our senior citizens. Mr. President, those are just a couple of things that we have to talk about. But we have to certainly have this conversation through the appropriation process, but I respectfully suggest that possibly we also have this conversation take place through our Senate committee hearings or Senate committee that has jurisdiction over these agencies, specifically the Aging and Youth Committee and the Health and Human Service Committee. I believe those are the appropriate places along with appropriations to have this discussion to allow us to be in a position to make certain that we roll out something that we implement on July 1, my hope is, and it's a program and a consolidation of services that allows for the people of Pennsylvania to get what they've asked for, good services provided by our Commonwealth providers in a way in which it's done in a most efficient and affordable manner.